Hey guys, it's Kendra. Just a me episode today. I'm talking about how to pull yourself out of that energetic, deep, dark hole that sometimes we can fall into. So grab a cup of coffee or tea. I feel like this is a tea episode. And let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. Today, I want to talk to you a little about finding energy when you're in those low points in your life. We all get there. We all find ourselves kind of at the bottom of the hill. And oftentimes, at least for me, when I feel it most is when I'm facing something I've already thought I conquered, which is laughable because when do we ever actually conquer anything fully? Right now, I am facing a setback in my weight loss journey and my healthy living journey. And I had thought, oh, I had this kicked. I had a 2-year stint where I was just so on top of everything. And then the wheels sort of fell off the bus. Probably, I would say when quarantine started, because I was facing some scary health stuff and that really kind of threw me off. And then I just never really rebounded. And it was a very difficult thing to kind of admit that I was facing this challenge that I thought I had figured out. So let's kind of dive into that. You're never really fully over anything. There's always going to be those things in your life that you struggle with that keep coming up. I kind of look at it like everyone has their stuff, and this is just one of the things that I continuously face, and it's part of my challenge. I don't think challenges are necessarily a bad thing. I think they're just something that helps us grow and be stronger. And because I faced this so many different times in my life, I keep getting better at overcoming it. We all get to these points. It's not unique to anybody. And removing the shame of finding yourself at a low point is a very important part. So I encourage you to recognize when you're in a place like this that I'm in right now, give yourself the space to grow from it. I know that I'm going to bounce back. I know that I'm just here to learn a new lesson, to gather more tools so that I can, you know, achieve this goal that I keep trying to master. And I think the idea of mastering anything is you're going to do it over and over and over and practice the skill, because it's a slippery slope. You never just live on top of the mountain. You're always facing new things that cause you to slip down a little bit. And it's all about leaning back into the tools that you've collected and the things that you've discovered and the lessons you've learned to be able to get back up to that top place. And why do we even want to be in that pinnacle place? For me, it's because that's where I feel best, whether it's my weight, whether it's staying sober, whether it's business goals, being in that pinnacle point, that's where I feel joy and the most motivated. That's always my goal, is to be on that pinnacle point, but full well realizing that I'm not always going to be there. So one of the ways I find energy when I'm in a really low point is leaning back on my routines. I have a whole list of things that I can do to lift my energy. And I encourage you to do the same thing. And it's part of the Brand New You Recovery Kit. I want you to sit down and think about the things that bring you joy. What makes you so happy that you couldn't possibly live in that dark space in your mind? Even if it's just for a moment, what lifts your soul? What makes you smile? What makes you maybe tap your foot and you just can't help it? For me, music is so, so uplifting and really inspiring and always shifts my mood. So I have a Spotify list. I will put my joy playlist link in the show notes so you guys can take a peek at that and take a listen and see if it's something that encourages you to feel better. If I'm really, really low, I will blast the music in my kitchen and do a little dance party by myself. And I know we have cameras throughout the house. I know my husband can probably see me at work and is like, "What the heck is my wife doing now?" But it makes me smile. It makes me happy when I am just not in a good place and just want to curl up in a ball and go back to sleep, because that happens. That's one of my go-to and usually a fail-safe that always makes me feel so much better. And after that, I feel like, okay, I can conquer something today. I can check a box off my to-do list or take n a next step. Another thing that I will usually put back into my routine if I've fallen off of it is meal planning and eating healthy. Right now, my particular struggle is anything that falls in that weight loss, healthy bucket is really where I'm struggling quite a bit. So I know one of the things that I can do is healthy food makes me feel good. Eating avocados and flaxseed and a beautiful kale salad, all with, healthy fats and good oils, that makes me feel fueled and full and accomplished. I know I did something good for my body that day. I did something good for my brain. Prepping myself a healthy meal in the morning helps me accomplish something that I know that's going to make me feel really great. When I'm eating healthy, when I'm on a meal plan that fuels me, that makes me feel really good, both mentally and physically, and facilitates the nutrition that I need to be able to accomplish the physical goals that I want to accomplish, that always makes me feel better. So if you think of this like a ladder, the energy that I need to be able to meal prep, let's say, or include movement into my day, which would be the next rung on the ladder, all of these things kind of start with that energy shift, which for me, music really does. Sometimes music isn't really what I'm feeling, and I'll do a guided meditation. I find these on YouTube. I've created a bunch myself. Guided meditation just sort of takes me out of my headspace of chaos and whatever else is going on in there and puts me in a grounded, peaceful, calm place. I'm a big proponent of meditation. I've been practicing TM for a few years now. And it's just such a nice way to start my day. Now, full disclosure, I have not been meditating at all because I'm in this very bad cycle of self-sabotage and not doing the things that I know are good for me, which is a whole nother conversation we could have about why do we do this when we know that something makes us feel great? We turn into this stubborn teenager and nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to live in this place because I want to be miserable. But when I can follow my routine and be a little more strategic about my day and I start with meditating in the morning, it really does set the tone for a better day. One of the other things you can do when you're in this low energy place is socialize. If you're a social person, that tends to work wonders. I'm very social to a point. I love my solitary time, my alone time. I really need it to be able to understand where my head's at and to do some of my rituals that are solitary. But talking to other people really does make me feel energetic. I take on their energy. I am able to bounce ideas off of other people's brains that function in a different way and enhance the different thoughts that I'm having and the struggles that I'm having. Bringing in people into my life, whether it's just a quick phone call or a Zoom chat or actually sitting down and having a face-to-face lunch, that is always something that lifts me up. And I encourage you to also look at your friend circle and the people that you surround yourself with. Make sure that, especially if you're in this low point, there are people that are going to fuel you, that are going to give you that positive lift that you need. I'm not saying cleanse your life of everybody that doesn't do that for you, but in these moments, really lean into your network of people that help you see the light, that help you feel great about yourself and encourage you to take a new step or a next step, give you the courage to move forward, accomplish some of these goals, even hold you accountable. I have a few accountability groups that I'm a part of that help me follow through on different parts of my life. So business goals, personal goals. I will oftentimes bring up different things that I'm trying to achieve or mindsets that I'm trying to extinguish or move past. And these people are so helpful in holding me accountable to that. So once I put it out there, this is what I want to achieve, they come back to me with, okay, well, how are you going to get there? What is the time frame? And then how can we help you? Which has really been a game changer for me over the last probably 5 years. I've been working with my one accountability group, my lovely Charlotte and Joe, my little British babes. We've been part of an accountability group for the past 2 years. And it was such a funny, odd meeting. We were on a business Zoom, and it was a networking Zoom during, I think, the very, very beginning of quarantine. And we all sort of found each other in a room and really hit it off. And we were like, wait, before we go, what's your email? And then 2 years later, here we are. We're still helping each other achieve massive goals and feeling great. And we've seen each other through mental health issues and family losses and sickness, and you celebrated each of our huge milestones. It's been so helpful. So I encourage you, if you guys don't have a network of people that help you to do these things, it's nobody does this stuff alone. Nobody lives inside of a vacuum completely and achieves all of these things by themselves. And why would you want to? I love when I can go back to a friend who's been part of my journey and say, look what I achieved. Look how this turned out. And they were a part of that too. So they feel awesome that they could be on that journey with me and help me and be a part of that story somehow. Reach out. It is a very small world, especially with the internet. If there's something that you're struggling with, there are people out there that are willing and ready to help you along. If it's not in your family, if it's not in your friend group, I guarantee if you just do a little bit of searching, you'll be able to find the support that you're looking for. One of the other things that I want you to be very aware of is your self-talk. When we get to these low points, we tend to get extremely harsh in the way we speak to ourselves. And I want to tell you that these thoughts, these words, these things that you're saying to yourself are not helpful at all, and they're not true. I had a lot of very negative self-talk for a long time. I'll do something that's not in alignment with my goals. Let's say I don't meditate that morning, and I have a very chaotic day and it feels scattered. And I know that if I had just taken the time in the morning to ground myself and lean into the routine that I know helps me set myself up for the whole day, that it would have went better. So then I go down the road of like, what's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you just do that? You're so stubborn. If you just switch the mindset, instead of saying, I'm angry with you, why didn't you do this? You know it's good for you. Why not just say, I recognize that I needed to take a break today, and I forgive myself and give myself the grace to do that. And in this next moment or in this next day, I'm going to choose again. I'm going to choose something different. The wonderful Gabby Bernstein that I just adore so much, she always says that, and her method is the choose again method. When you choose something that doesn't align with you, whether it's a thought or an action, you have the opportunity in that very moment to choose again, which is such an incredible thought. I remember way back, gosh, when I was 16 or 17 and I was doing Weight Watchers, and I would mess up on a meal and that's it. I'll just have to start over tomorrow. How about start over right now? How about not destroy the rest of your day with unaligned choices and start right now? Right now, take that next step. Right now, choose again. Right now, instead of getting angry at yourself for not working out, get down on the floor and do 20 sit-ups. Do some planking. pop in a, I was going to say pop in a yoga tape. Go on YouTube and watch a streaming video on a yoga routine. Do something in that moment that makes you feel better about the choice you didn't make or the choice that you made that wasn't in alignment. You always have the time, the opportunity to shift at any point. There's no, I have to wait for this. I have to wait for that. I recorded an episode with Kate Benner, who is a business coach, and her point was we oftentimes put off things for some imaginary time frame or milestone to pass. So even when you think about, weight loss and goals, a lot of people will start January 1st or the first of the month or the last day of the month or after this trip or after this. Stop waiting for after. Start now. If you're disappointed with something that you've done or a choice that you've made or a thought that you're having, just change it right now. There is no reason to wait for the next hour, the next day, the next week. Start now. My final thing that always makes me feel so great is adding physical movement to my day. When I'm consistent and I'm going to my gym or I'm just moving in some way, taking a walk, hiking, the endorphins from that just make me feel absolutely incredible, especially when I go to my kickboxing classes and I work out with my trainers. I feel like an absolute rock star and I can accomplish anything for the rest of my day because I've already done that. Why, when I know something is so good for me, why do I not do it? Sometimes when we're in these really dark places, these low points in our lives, it's easy to stay there. And it sounds crazy because, of course, you feel crappy and you are tired and you're full of shame and disappointment in yourself. And you just don't want to do anything but live in this place, which sounds nuts because, of course, you don't want to be here. Of course, you want to feel better. And of course, you want to live in the light and be positive and be happy. But it's hard. It's hard to lift yourself out of that hole. It's hard to make the choice to get outside and take that walk or pull out the yoga mat in your living room and take the effort to move your body. But it's so worth it. If you make the list of all these things that make you feel so good and you just push yourself to just do one of them every day, before you know it, you're going to be doing three of them and then maybe five of them. And then you're adding to that list of things that make you feel so great. And then before you know it, you're back on that pinnacle again. Set new goals and new missions and be in a higher place than you ever were. Maybe we should start to look at these low points in our lives as triggers for transformation. Start to look at them as opportunities. Once you can grasp the energy that you need to lift your mind out of the dark place so that you can start to see the light, what are the new opportunities you have now where you're at to get to maybe even a new pinnacle, achieve a new goal, get somewhere you didn't even realize you wanted to be or could be? I talk to spirit, I meditate, and oftentimes I'll ask my guides when I'm in this place, what do I need to see to be able to move forward? What do I need to focus on next to be able to get the energy to move forward? I'm in a place that I'm not happy with. Thank you for showing me what I don't want to feel. Help me to find the next best thing. And the last thing I want you to think about is gratitude. Because even in our lowest valleys, there are things to be thankful for. We just went through a series of family tragedies and hardships and loss. And even in these moments of absolute despair, I still was thankful. I was thankful for the opportunity I had to spend time with my husband in a way that we'd never spent before, getting through mental challenges together, getting through trauma together. Brought us closer, closer than ever. And I was so thankful, not that what we went through happen, but that we were able to grab out of it what we did. One of the things that we went through was a really traumatic health scare with my daughter. And again, I mean, thankfully it turned out okay and she's good. But the closeness that her and I were able to form, the relationship that we're solidifying through going through that together, it changed us forever. It solidified our baseline. It made us closer and understand each other more. So even in the worst of times and even in your lowest points, there is space for gratitude. And when you're being grateful for even the smallest thing and the smallest lesson, that also will raise your energy and lift you up. Some people keep gratitude journals, some people just pray and add them into their prayer, some people meditate, some people speak to spirit. Whatever works for you, it's such a powerful thing to be able to recognize the gifts and the blessings that you do have in these moments. Whew. So this was a heavy episode, but being on this journey of transformation and self-improvement is sometimes really heavy. Digging into these feelings and understanding why they happen, where they come from, and how you can move past them, and how you can deal with them, and how you can have support getting through these times in your life, it's an important topic. And I think one we really need to keep talking about because nobody is rainbows and unicorns every day, all day long. We strive for certain things and mindsets, but nobody lives on a level plane all the time. There's always ups and downs, always. My goal is to give you tools to help you deal and get through the low times and also celebrate the high times, celebrate the wins, celebrate the joy. Really live in the moment when you are feeling those incredible, amazing, life-giving moments. I was just in Italy and we were in Cinque Terre, which I know I'm butchering. And we were standing on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea and the wind was blowing and it was just such a moment of thank you. Thank you for every opportunity that led me to this moment. Everything that we've gone through to get here, standing here with the sun on my face and the wind in my hair, holding marble from that we found on the beach. Thank you. If you guys have any tips of your own on how you remove yourself from those low points in your life, how you get through them, please find me on Instagram, Kendra Beavis on Instagram, and let me know what are your tricks for sustaining a healthy mindset? How do you lift yourself out of the lows when you find yourself at the bottom of the mountain? I hope that you guys got something out of this episode. I think one of the most important things is to just honor your energy wherever you're at. And of course, we want to live in a positive place most of the time, but that's just not reality. So honor your feelings wherever you're at today. And I want you to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram and all the social media platforms. Come find me at Kendra Beavis. tribeofunicorns.com. Let me know what you're putting in your joy box. What do you lean back on when you know you need to shift your energy? Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.